Broadcasting live from the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studio in New York.
Bloomberg 1130.
To Washington, D.C.
Bloomberg 991.
To Boston.
Bloomberg 1061.
To San Francisco.
Bloomberg 960.
To the country.
Sirius XM Channel 119.
To London.
DAB Digital Radio.
And around the globe.
The Bloomberg Business App and BloombergRadio.com.
This is Bloomberg Daybreak Weekend.
Welcome back to this special Labor Day edition of Bloomberg Daybreak. I'm Nathan Hager. Of course, the stock market is closed on this holiday, but once it gets back open, so will hundreds of thousands of schools across the country, if they haven't already. For a closer look at how retail's faring in this back-to-school season, we welcome Bert Flickinger, the Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group. Bert, you know, typically this time of year, it's a boom time for retail, but we've heard a lot of gloom out there from companies talking about inventory gluts and customers cutting back on spending because of inflation. What are you seeing out there?
Nathan, you're right across the board, and the spending's interesting. The shopper's still spending, but the shopper's spending on sites like OfferUps, sponsored by Capital One Shopping, where they're buying from each other. So whether it's Bloomberg's Matt Miller waiting a year to get a truck, he can get a Chevy Silverado or a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma from OfferUp, pre-owned at a very good price. And all the way from shoes to clothes, as Americans have eaten more during COVID and have record levels of obesity and levels of overweight, according to the CDC. Yet, to your point, clothing sales are slipping along with most of retail, with the exception of food and wholesale clubs.
So we're seeing overall then the shift away from the sort of discretionary spending now to spending just to kind of keep up with the bills and keep up with groceries. Is that kind of what I'm hearing from you?
Yes, Nathan. And Bloomberg's reporting one out of every six consumers are having trouble paying her or his electric bills that have just come for the month of August. And on discretionary versus non-discretionary, Americans attended the fewest number of box office movies this past weekend, where the Mickey Mantle rookie card that was sold last week went for $12.6 million, which was more than the top three movies in the U.S. Grossed in aggregate last Saturday and Sunday. So people aren't going to the movies. They're not buying clothes. They're not buying laptops. They're not buying consumer electronics. They will spend for something unique, like a Mickey Mantle card, but they're buying used more than ever before, and buying from stores less, with the CEO of Best Buy saying even Christmas purchases may be at the last minute because consumers are cash and credit constrained.
Now, that says a lot when you're talking about the Mickey Mantle card making a lot of money. Does that say something about how luxury retail is doing? Are we seeing outperformance there?
We're seeing outperformance with luxury in the case of Bloomingdale's. Same-store sales reported on the Bloomberg terminal up 8%. Division of Macy's, but Nordstrom's had weak numbers, but Nordstrom's is going to turn it around with dynamic new board of directors member, Jim Donald, who manages with the odometer on his car. So the more stores he gets senior management working with the team, Nordstrom will turn around. And five generations of Flickingers in retail, the odometer reading of the executives is always key because it shows she or he is in the stores frequently versus the current group of retail leaders spending more time with the Wall Street analysts and more time with each other and less time motivating the team in the stores. Notable exception, Bob Eddy, Chris Baldwin, Dave Pico and team at BJ's Wholesale Club, Costco, Target still get to the stores. But retail's going the wrong way because the leaders aren't talking to the shoppers and aren't talking to the team members to be on trend the way they were even a few to 5 years ago.
Since this is Labor Day, Bert, I'd love to get your thoughts on what we're seeing in the labor movement, because it seems like we've seen a lot more organizing in individual stores. That's been cropping up in the headlines quite a bit.
Yes, Nathan, and Flickinger families the proverbial last of the Mohicans. I started decades ago in the Mohican market when it was still going, but have uniquely worked with the leading ad agencies, the leading labor unions, the leading retailers and investment concerns. And in working with the JLMC, the Nonprofit Joint Labor Management Council, on behalf of unionized employers and unionized labor leaders, labor's never been more excited in terms of the organizing drives. My Teamsters local at Buffalo, where I grew up, is the first to organize Starbucks and Chipotle and a number of restaurants and retailers across the country and across the world are getting unionized.
And our thanks again to Bert Flickinger, Managing Director of Strategic Resources. Up next on Bloomberg Daybreak, how low will gas prices go? Will they return to their summer highs? We'll ask analyst Stephen Short. It's 39 minutes past the hour. I'm Nathan Hager, and this is Bloomberg.